from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung out and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I know we've been talking a lot here. I want to hear from some of you guys here before we say goodbye, so let's get to the calls. It's been a heavy Mets show. Big weekend for the Mets as they continue their series against the Braves, trying to overtake them in the National League wildcard race. And the Yankees will get back in action tonight in Boston, first of three in Fenway, as the Yanks try to hold off the Red Sox from coming closer to them in the American League wildcard standings. Eve is calling from Queens. What's up, Eve?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good afternoon.
Good. How are you?
What's happening?
I'm doing well. I just want one quick question, and if I'm correct, this will kind of prove my point of how well Sandy Alderson did as a Met GM. I'm wondering, was Vientos and Alvarez, were they drafted under Alderson? Because if that's the case, then that means they would have Alonzo, Nimmo. I know Sal's down on McNeil, but he's had two good years on the Mets, and he's starting.
He's inconsistent
to hit now.
That's my issue. Yeah. Oh well. Nice. Thank you for the call, Eve. Hey, nice of Jeff McNeil to start to hit now. It's almost August. Yeah. Happy Jeff. That's great. Happy Jeff. Well, where's consistent Jeff? That's the Jeff that I want. Consistent Jeff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that might be gone because I think he's somehow transitioned to a power hitter now in an odd way. So you might get different Jeff. Right. I don't know if you get consistent Jeff.
You have his numbers up there real
quick? I'll pop
them up for you. I'm just curious what his average is now.
I think it's 235 last I looked up.
Great. He should be hitting 320. And this is nice to see. And the Mets have needed it because other guys have slowed down a little bit. So good for
231.
McNeil. I mean, think about what we're talking about here. Oh, happy Jeff. He's going nuts. He's gone nuts since the All-Star break. He's still hitting 231.
Yeah.
So what is Jeff McNeil as a player? He's a gamer as far as you can put him in left, put him in right, put him in second base, play him in third. He'll do that. He's fine defensively. But at the plate, what does he do? I mean, he's not fast when he gets on the base pass. Matter of fact, he doesn't even know how to run the bases properly. So he's become a power hitter all of a sudden. Jeff McNeil, you're going to rely on him to hit, 20 home runs? That's not him.
No.
So what is he? So if he's not hitting 300, what is he?
He's an overpaid player is what he is. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have value the rest of the season.
Correct. I'd still trade him just because I think his value is high. Now, maybe it's something that, sit on it, ride out the year, and then look to make those type of changes.
Off-season.
Yeah. Because as much as I don't want Jeff McNeil on this team moving forward for reasons of inconsistency and the selfishness, whatever, it's working right now. And that's not a type of move that you need to necessarily make now.
Yep.
And just do it in the offseason. But tell me you're going to rely on him next year to do what?
I don't think he'll be on the team next year.
Okay.
Unless he went on some crazy run and this continues and he does some damage in the playoffs. I think he's going to be an ex-Met.
Right. But there's a reason for that because you just don't know. You can't rely on him. Bobby is calling from Westchester. What's up, Bobby?
Sal, you stole one of my points. I wanted to hear the King Cohen song, but you played it already.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Listen, Sal, you know, you are the new voice of the Mets for the fan listeners. Evan's out, you're in. Here's what I want. I don't want you down on Wednesday because let me tell you my take on the trade deadline. You said, correct me if I'm wrong, two bullpen arms, be nice to get a starter, and, you know, a bench player, a bat.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, do you really think they have the trade chips to make all those moves?
Yes, Bobby, because you're talking about taking on money. So, first of all, what's it going to cost to get a bench player or an outfielder? It shouldn't cost much.
But go to the bullpen. Everybody's looking for bullpen help.
It's going to cost a lot. They're going to have to take on a bad contract or take on, you know, another player's bad contract. They have to take on money or trade a prospect. That's the only two ways to do it.
So now if they make a move for a stud reliever and a bench player, are you down on them Wednesday morning?
I'd be disappointed, Bobby, and thank you for the call, and I do appreciate the kind words. That would not be enough to me, BT. He said a stud reliever and a bench bat. That's close. It's not good enough. That's not all in.
Yeah.
Like, they need, if the Mets don't come away with minimum two bullpen arms, like, that's minimum. I'm assuming they're getting two arms. Could be both guys from the same team. Could be two different trades. They need two major league arms that are capable of getting out in high leverage situations, minimum. And then, if you want to talk about all in, get a top of the rotation starter, but at least if they get a bench bat. If you tell me, Bobby, if the question was, if they get two legit bullpen arms and a bench bat, would I go nuts Wednesday? I would not go nuts Wednesday. I'd be at least satisfied with that.
I think you'll be happy. Yeah. I do. I think you're going to be happy with whatever happens. I think it's going to be enough where, I'll not say you'll be like, you know, end of the spectrum enthralled, like over the moon doing flips, like, wow. But I don't think on Wednesday that we will get bothered Sal or lamenting Sal. I think what they do.
I won't be disappointed.
No, I think you will be, you know, take the middle. You will be right of what's acceptable. Or, you know, if the middle's benign, like, you know, not great, not bad. I think you're going to be to the right of that. I think you're going to be happy. I don't think you're going to be thrilled.
Six or seven.
Maybe even a 7.5. I think you're going to like what you get.
Now, I'd like to get in the 8 to 10 range.
Yeah, wouldn't we all?
Joe is in Brooklyn. What's up, Joe?
You guys crack me up. I absolutely love it. That last joke, I mean, it's great. It's like hanging out with the guys I used to work with. Anyway, two quick comments and then a question for you, especially BT.
Yeah.
Regarding the show yesterday, I called, it was too late. The name of the movie that they were watching in the dugout eating the popcorn.
What was it?
The Bronx Bombing. The Bronx Bombing. That was my name of the movie. Okay. My other comment is, I understand the direction of baseball, but I find myself, I'm constantly looking at the pitch clock. I mean, not the pitch clock, the pitch count, and it drives me nuts that I got to watch these guys roll 20 to 30 pitches in the first inning. It drives me nuts. First of all, I'm a Met fan. I don't know if you recognize my voice. I'm a Met fan. My question is, BT and Sal, I don't know if you saw it last night, the ninth inning on the court stealing at third base, do you think that Vientos was right in just holding his glove there? I was thinking he's got to reach for that because there's no guarantee. You got to reach for the tag, because if that ump called him safe, they wouldn't have overturned it the other way either. So that was my question for you guys. You guys have a fantastic weekend. Keep it up. Sal, looking forward to you tonight on the show.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Baseball Night in New York, 6 o'clock. Which play is he talking about here? I don't recall that one off. You know which play he's talking about with Vientos and the tag?
Yeah, so Merrifield stole third base.
Right.
And Alvarez wasn't a perfect throw, but close to it.
Right.
And Vientos kind of caught it, but didn't make the tag properly. And they actually, he actually got in there before the tag, but
right,
they called him out, and it wasn't enough to overturn it, so they called him out.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bang-bang, as you'd think.
And look, Vientos is not he's not a great defensive third baseman, so maybe there's issues there. I think I might have seen the play, but now I'm forgetting why. Was that the one that they were talking about overturning it?
Yeah, that's the one.
And they were surprised that
that they didn't overturn it.
Okay, I was half paying attention to it at that point. You know what we were watching last night? That Presumed Innocent show. Have you seen this one? We talked about this with Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
So I had that one on. I was watching both, and I might have missed that. But I do remember them talking about it on the broadcast. So I might have just gotten in as that play was developing.
You know what I was watching last night? 40 Little Girls Ice Skate. 36 of which don't know how to ice skate. Hoping nobody bangs their head with a lawsuit for my daughter's birthday party. It was awesome.
You didn't put on the skates, though.
I was out there. I didn't feel well yesterday, actually. It was such a long day. It was an amazing party, but it was so... Listen, you're going to learn because she's still young. Now she's going to school, and like the first couple of birthdays are big, but she doesn't have a ton of friends yet. It's like family, maybe neighbors, or knowing you. You might not even want to talk to your neighbors, knowing you. But... As she gets to school, Hoff knows this, as she gets into school and she's 7 and 8, eventually she's on some teams, soccer, softball, basketball, whatever, Brownies, Girl Scouts. That party list grows. And it was 40-something kids at this ice skating, right? It was great. She deserves it. It was awesome.
Well, happy birthday, Kins. Glad you had a great week. Glad you had a great time. Mm-hmm. You will be off Monday, Tuesday, correct? Yeah. Just know when you come back Wednesday, you heard a happy Jeff.
The coin flips.
It's going to be happy Sal. Yankees may be dead and buried officially.
Show me something. Keep showing us, man. Don't stop.
Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. All right, BT.
Enjoy your
weekend. Enjoy your couple of days
off.
Buddy. We'll see you next week. Evan and Tiki coming up next, but it's McMonagle and Marash filling in for those two. I'll see you Monday, 10 a.m. Enjoy your weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.